Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Special guest on the line. We're joined by Manoli from MasterChef Australia Fans and Favourites. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, look, how are you? You've got knocked out of the competition last night. A bit of a rough one too, trying to recreate sort of a poached cod in a cucumber kind of dish. Is that a fair description?
That is a fair description. I think you've hit the nail on the head.
And maybe some of the difficulty of executing it there as well.
Oh, 100%. It was, you know, Ella Wolf-Tasker's known for her beautiful, balanced, but simple, but also really complicated dishes. And I think that's what it was yesterday. You know, for me, I was like, oh, yeah, Murray cod, cucumber, dill. Doesn't sound too hard,
yeah.
But the number of elements and technique and flavours that I weren't used to, also just not wasting time at the start.
There's a reason why she's such a regular on MasterChef. She lays down a tough challenge. So you're basically trying to recreate this dish that you've tasted and seen and trying to do it from memory without a recipe. It's something that Brooke has often told me where she wishes she was better at this exact thing, just kind of knowing what to add whilst you're cooking. It's all the chemistry of it and making it up as you go. What advice would you give Brooke if she were here?
I have actually started telling these to my chefs in the kitchen, and I said, when you eat something, try and think about the flavour that immediately hits you. You know, is it salt? Is it sugar? Is it the sweetness? Or is it cucumber, for example?
Right.
What is it that you're tasting? And then figure out what you need.
On the plus side, having gone through this, have you changed your perspective on cucumber? Is it maybe an ingredient you've got to try and work into more things outside of salads?
Oh, you know what? I am only eating cucumbers from now on. That's it. Cucumbers, I'm working through the aversion, and I will not let cucumber get the better of me because I love it.
I think that's great. It's reminding me, and it's actually haunted me for a number of years ago. I had some friends over, and I kind of did a slow-cooked kind of biryani kind of thing, and I made a salad just to go off the side of it, and I just made it up off the top of my head. There was probably a bit of cucumber, a bit of apricot, maybe some ricotta or something. I don't remember... What was in it. It was the best thing I've ever made or tasted.
You know what? If you're in a good mood and you're cooking, then the food just comes out good. And I think case in point yesterday, I was focusing on the wrong things. I didn't focus on having fun. I was feeling a bit stressed, and that's what came out on the plate. So I always encourage everyone, if you're cooking, because, like, that sounds like you were in a really good place, you know, cooking that biryani with all these yummy things.
It's a great lesson to take.
Throw it in the food.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a quick tease or taste. Is there anything exciting coming up for you, Manoli?
Oh, so I'm opening my restaurant, Ella, in Darwin, which is basically like a tribute to my favourite place in Sri Lanka in the hill countries. And it opens on the 1st of June. For dinner. So if anyone's in Darwin, please pop in and say hi. I love just chatting to everyone in the town, and hopefully if you've got some time, try out some of my food.
Brooke and myself do have to make a trip to Darwin and deliver a 2004 Saab convertible at some stage. So we'll hit you up then. Manoli, lovely to chat with you and to watch you as well.